Hey everybody, welcome back to Let That Stuff Go. Your daily dose of 5-minute releasing affirmations to help you navigate this crazy beautiful thing called life. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving into something super important. Releasing those emotions that are weighing us down and finding the sweet spot of emotional balance. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of heavy stuff? You know those emotions, anger, sadness, frustration, anxiety, they can really zap your energy and make it hard to enjoy the good stuff. We all have them, right? It's part of being human. But holding on to them for too long, that's where things get tricky. So how do we find that balance? How do we release what doesn't serve us anymore without losing touch with our feelings altogether? Well, here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your emotional journey. First up, acknowledge your emotions. Don't try to ignore them or pretend they don't exist. Feeling something is okay. It's part of the human experience. When you acknowledge your emotions, even the tough ones, you give yourself permission to feel them fully without judgment. Think of it like this. When you finally name that feeling, I'm feeling anxious or I'm feeling frustrated, you take away some of its power. Next, give yourself permission to grieve. We often associate grief with loss, but it can also apply to things we've outgrown, situations that have changed, or even parts of ourselves we are ready to let go of. Acknowledging these losses and allowing yourself to grieve them can be incredibly liberating. Imagine you are holding onto a balloon filled with air. The heavier it gets, the harder it is to carry. By letting go, you release that weight and create space for something new. Third, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be kind to a dear friend going through a tough time. Talk to yourself with love and understanding, remembering that everyone makes mistakes and experiences setbacks. Remember, you are not defined by your emotions. You are capable of so much more than what you're feeling in any given moment. Now, let's talk about mindfulness. This one is a game changer. Pay attention to how your body feels when certain emotions arise. Notice the tightness in your chest when you feel anxious, the butterflies in your stomach when you're nervous, or the warmth that spreads through you when you feel joy. By becoming more aware of these physical sensations, you can learn to manage your emotions more effectively. Think of it as training your emotional intelligence. The more you practice, the better you become at understanding and regulating your feelings. Finally, remember that change takes time. Finding emotional balance is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but with consistent effort and self-care, you can gradually create a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Imagine it like learning to play an instrument. It takes practice, patience, and dedication. But with each note you play, you're getting closer to creating beautiful music. Let me tell you about Sarah. Sarah is a really amazing woman, super smart, driven, and has this incredible career. But lately, she's been feeling overwhelmed by stress and anxiety. She realized that she was holding on to so much negativity from past experiences, letting them color her present moment. After a few weeks of practicing self-compassion and mindfulness, Sarah noticed a shift. She started to release those old emotions, making space for joy and peace. Now she's able to manage her stress more effectively and enjoy life on a deeper level. So remember, you have the power to choose how you respond to your emotions. By acknowledging them, practicing self-care, and cultivating mindfulness, you can create a more balanced and fulfilling life. Remember, letting go isn't about being weak, it's about making room for strength, joy, and love. You got this. Take that next step towards emotional freedom. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from these affirmations, leave a review, or connect with me on social media. And until tomorrow, keep letting that stuff go.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.